Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
David Ray Griffin's coming up for the rest of the hour, then open phones and a huge news blitz in the fourth hour today. We are only 26 hours away from the release of Fall of the Republic at PrisonPlanet.tv. Lindsey Williams, who I really appreciate, is our guest right now. Let's talk to, who's up next here, John? That's who I thought. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Hello. I had a quick question here. I just tuned in, so I apologize. I wasn't able to listen to
That's okay. Go ahead.
Part of the show here. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, and I had done some research about Ellen G. White, a writer from the 1800s. She also had visions that she made predictions based on. And the question that I have is based on something that she wrote about. Obviously, she said there's going to be a second Great Depression, and we all know that that's pretty much on the way. But she also talked about a national Sunday law. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. I'm a Christian, but this is a secular radio show that I have pastors on. And all this ever turns into is Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah's Witness, Baptist, Catholic stuff, and all of them asking who's right and whose vision's right and who's this and that. The bankers are announcing they're engineering a crisis to bring in a one-world government and destroy the dollar. They're deploying 379,000 regular army troops incrementally on the streets of America. All this stuff's happening, and I can prove it. They're getting ready to put carbon taxes on flying, on TV sets, on beef. Total control. And I've probably been sent that Seventh-day Adventist book probably 200 times. I mean, they're all over the office. I've read it years ago, and it talks about a second depression. I mean, I'm not bashing anybody. I'm not bashing Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, any of it. I'm sure there's a lot of nice people in all those groups. It's just I don't gauge my decisions according to all that. And yes, they talk about there being a law, you got to have church on Sunday and stuff like that. I mean, it's a totally separate subject than what we're talking about with the banks imploding. I don't see them making you have church on Sunday. I see the feds taking over the churches, and they can say whatever they want as long as they worship the government. Though they are banning rabbis having meetings at their houses and Christians having prayer meetings at their houses. So maybe that is going to happen. I don't know. Lindsey Williams, we got sidetracked. We got 2 minutes left, but your comments on that.
Yes, I really don't have any comments on that because that is not what this gentleman and I talked about. We talked about the secular part of it, and I've given you that. And on Friday, I will talk about everything he had to say about money, what's going to happen, the timeline, a chronological breakdown, and so on. We stayed with that because that's his expertise.
But what do you think of the fact that the establishment uses divide and conquer? And so there's just all these hundreds of groups. Each group has all the answers, they're told. And then everybody just debates. And no matter how many guests I have on about the Vatican being corrupt and being a big part of the New World Order, I always get emails and calls going, you never talk about the Vatican. Well, you know, do you work for them? When I'm a Protestant and my family, the Ayers family and others, helped found Texas in a Protestant revolution. And then I know that it came out that Israel put out a propaganda hit on me, knowing they can play people off against each other with this fable that I work for the Vatican or something. It's just pointless. They're trying to forcibly inoculate people. World government's coming down on us. All the big governments, all the big religions are New World Order controlled now. That doesn't mean you're New World Order controlled. You can stand up against the global government and the big government they use to force all of this on us. Pastor Williams, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We'll go over the last part of the timeline and the chronological order, high noon, Friday. I really appreciate you spending time with us. We got 30 seconds. Fire out that number for folks to get the new DVD.
7 hours of DVD viewing, professionally done before numerous cameras. You've never seen anything like it. The number, toll-free number, I beg of you, copy these DVDs. The toll-free number is 888-799-6111.
We're out of time. Lindsey, I'll see you Friday at noon, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you. We'll be right back.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people had trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In just a moment, we're going to be talking to David Ray Griffin, best-selling author, 35 books on philosophy, religion, politics. He's got a lot of great books, but New Pearl Harbor Revisited was a Publisher's Week pick of the week. And we're going to get his response on all the new big 9/11 developments. And does he think that the establishment's going to have to stage some new terror to get control? Jundullah, it's admitted, over in Iran, is an al-Qaeda offshoot, formerly commanded by the number three in al-Qaeda. Bush admitted they were funding them to stage terror attacks inside Iran. They just blew up a military base headquarters, killed a bunch of top generals and people. Iran's swearing revenge. And the White House is continuing the operations of Bush. So we'll talk about government-sponsored terror with David Ray Griffin and all the attempted debunking that's been going on, the piece they had a month or so ago on one of the big TV channels, National Geographic. I've had Professor Stephen Jones on. I've had some of the other participants from the TV show on, like the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage. He says they lied to him, swore it would be fair, swore they'd premiere and present their information, showed them a fake final cut that was nothing like what they actually saw. So we'll talk about that, too, with David Ray Griffin coming up here today. Just briefly, we are 25 hours and 15 minutes exactly, 25 hours and 15 minutes exactly on my mark. The atomic clock says 109, 57, 58, 59. On my mark right now, we are 25 hours, 50 minutes from the release of Fall of the Republic. We detail how Obama is controlled by the very same interests as Wall Street. We detail how he's being built up to be actually destroyed by these people, to be blamed for their entire agenda. We detail it all in Fall of the Republic. That's why I'm being demonized for the Obama deception right now by national media. Because this, when you watch this film, it's an indictment of the entire corrupt military-industrial complex. You can get the DVD right now at Infowars.com. They're now shipping out today. They're shipping them in mass right now. And it premieres at PrisonPlanet.tv at 3 p.m. Central tomorrow when the show ends. Two other sponsors I want to tell you about for the balance of the hour. David Ray Griffin is our guest. One of the sponsors I want to tell you about is Front Sight Firearms Training. It's family fun. The premier firearms training institute in the country. No drill instructor, no tough guy attitude. How to properly use a handgun, a rifle, a shotgun. They have two-day courses, four-day courses, five-day courses. They also have a lot of free online stuff at frontsight.com, F-R-O-N-T-S-I-G-H-T.com. And they've got a deal where you get a 30-plus state concealed weapons permit, a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice when you sign up for the five-day firearms training course that is extremely inexpensive. Long before I even knew what Front Sight was, like 10 years ago, 8, 9 years ago, everybody I knew, police, military, locals, all went there. This is above military and law enforcement level training. A lot of Marines and people go into theater, go there to get tuned up on their snipering. FrontSight.com, ladies and gentlemen, FrontSight.com. Check out the free deal or get on their free mailing list there at FrontSight.com. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to David Ray Griffin. He has a long bio, but he's kind of one of the omnibudsmen or the omnibudsmen of the 9/11 truth movement. He just devastates the disinformation that the debunkers keep putting out, the lies, the distortions, how they keep changing their story. And there's so much to talk about. We've got this former prime minister coming out and saying he got a warning 10 minutes before, Danish prime minister, you know, that the towers were going to fall. That ties into Giuliani. We've got the debunking going on. We've got so many things that are happening. But David Ray Griffin, first off, great to have you here. And what do you think is most important today that you would like to cover first?
Well, of course, I have my new book on World Trade Center 7. And in my mind, and in that of many other people who've read it, it provides the most convincing evidence yet that the official story about the World Trade Center is false, and not simply false, but that they've just told lie upon lie. And in my book, I deal with the question of scientific fraud, which is a technical term put out by the National Science Foundation and others that involves omission of data, falsification of data, and fabrication of data. And they do all of these, and they do them very blatantly and obviously.
So the NIST and report, so, all of it, is basically like Piltdown Man, really the jaw of a pig, not the missing link.
Yeah, I mean, they even contradict what they had put out in previous reports before they came up with their new theory. And so you can see they're lying. And for a lot of people whose eyes glaze over when you talk about steel temperatures and what fire can do to steel and what you need for a straight down symmetrical collapse, when they see that people are just lying, for many people that's the most convincing thing.
I want to go over that, but first let's get into some other issues, because this is key. The book is key. The consortium, the consolidation of the really vetted, hardcore data that you've put together in this book, and we, again, respect you as one of the foremost bona fide researchers, David Ray Griffin. You were, though, in the National Geographic hit piece. Give us your take on how that was shot. Guarantees that were made. Do you agree with Jones, Professor Jones, and architect and engineer, others who are speaking out?
Richard Gage.
Yeah, Richard Gage. And what do you think of them shooting a missile into a chicken coop and saying that's the Pentagon? I mean, it was almost like this was made to be a joke, but go ahead.
Well, yes, I agree with what Richard said, that they were very deceptive in the way they approached us. And, you know, we've done this enough. We know to be cautious and to take these things with a grain of salt. But still, the level of, you know, duplicity here was really extreme. And then, as you say, these experiments they performed, and part of the duplicity was that they scheduled this interview with us where we were watching what was supposedly the virtually final cut while they were filming us. And they didn't tell us ahead of time that the crux of their argument against us was going to be these scientific experiments. And they scheduled at a time that Stephen Jones could not be there. Now, in fairness to them, they did originally hope he was going to be there, but he suggested they bring in Kevin Ryan instead. And even though they first contacted Kevin and he was willing to come, they did not bring him. So we didn't have a single scientist sitting around there.
Let's be clear. Let's put this in layman's terms, though, okay, because I know you're being technical. They said, we want to show you basically the final cut. They get you in a room, you're there to see it, and they go, what do you think of this experiment? We're going to shoot a missile into a plywood box.
Yeah, and all three experiments, you know, for National Geographic, which really has earned a good reputation over the years with its quality magazine, they should be just horribly embarrassed by this, because what they presented as scientific experiments were just totally laughable. The other one that is even more outrageous was the thermite experiment. First of all, we had all stressed, Stephen Jones had particularly stressed the difference between ordinary thermite, which is an incendiary, and nanothermite, which is a high explosive. And the argument has been that it was basically nanothermite with maybe some help from ordinary thermite and thermate, which has sulfur added, was used to bring the building down. Well, the guy said, well, you know, I couldn't get any nanothermite. An ordinary person can't get that. So we had to use what we had. So what he did is took a bag of ordinary thermite, put it up next to a steel column, didn't even make it into a shaped charge. Now, you know, if you take thermite and turn it into a shaped charge, it will cause some real damage to a piece of steel. But not just a stack of thermite that you set on fire. And then he said, there's proof that nanothermite could have not brought down the World Trade Center.
But David Ray Griffin, it's worse than that. I have seen Dr. Jones and others' thermite experiments with a cup of it on an engine block. Regular thermite burns right through. This stuff didn't even sparkle like sparklers. It really looks staged. And then they say on the show they couldn't even prove there's such a thing as explosive thermite, despite the fact there are scores of patents. NASA uses it on rocket decouplers. A bunch of NIST scientists are top explosive thermite experts. To just deny that there's even such a thing when it's at least 30 years old, I mean, I couldn't believe how ridiculous this show was.
Yeah, and here they were. They were coming up on the anniversary of 9/11, and I think they took the people who had become most visible, myself and Dylan Avery and Richard Gage and Stephen Jones, and the attempt was to discredit us with this, and what they ended up doing was simply discrediting themselves and discrediting National Geographic, because even ordinary citizens who have no understanding of scientific method and so on could see these were obviously ridiculous experiments.
And by the way, you're not just putting a good face on this. I was horrified by it, but then within days, everyone I talked to, even skeptics, said that was ridiculous. It really did blow up in their face.
Yeah, yeah. So it didn't do the 9/11 truth movement any harm. I would say, all in all, it did good, because it showed how desperate the defenders are that they would go to such ridiculous lengths to try to discredit us.
All right, we're going to come back, talk about your book and Building 7, The Key Data. Then we're going to get into not just the physical evidence, but all the people that got warnings to get out of the towers while the... Stay there.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The following message is proudly and patriotically brought to you by the owners of Ready Reserve Foods, Inc. It is generally not the place for a business or corporation to make an editorial stand, but times have changed. It has become very obvious that our government is completely out of control and has decoupled from any constraints placed on it by the Constitution. It is also obvious that they are racing at breakneck speeds to place our once sovereign nation under the control of a global socialist government. These treasonous leaders, and we use the term treasonous because their actions and behavior can easily be regarded as treason, have over time systematically destroyed our culture, our industries, and now the U.S. dollar. This is our country, and they, the leaders, have sold us to the globalists. The future for America and Americans operating as a sovereign and free people is all but over. Get prepared now. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or www.readyreservefoods.com.
Coming up in 35 minutes when we start the final hour, I got a huge news blitz on the global carbon tax, on the unfolding police state, a huge stack of vital news, and your phone calls are going to be covering. And I think I'm going to play some clips today from Fall of the Republic, ahead of it airing tomorrow. Some exclusive clips coming up. I also interviewed Jesse Ventura again when I was out in Los Angeles last week filming some final episodes of his upcoming TV show on True TV. And I've got an 11-minute interview I did with him on the set. We're going to be posting that up on the website later today. All right, going back to David Ray Griffin. David, hell, I may just play some of that on air next hour. David, This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Obviously, why is 9/11 important? It was 8 years ago. Well, because this is a false flag event meant to launch this global empire and to take our liberties here at home. I mean, all the good old boys and conservatives that loved the war, I kept telling them this homeland security's for you. And they list leftists, political activists of all stripes, conservatives, libertarians, in these DHS reports, proving everything you and others talked about. So why is 9/11 important today? And then get into your Building 7 book.
Well, there are so many reasons it's important. One of those is that many people are now talking about Afghanistan being the new Vietnam. And just like Vietnam, Afghanistan, the war is based on a huge lie. Everybody admits now that Vietnam was based on lies, a couple lies, Tonkin Gulf being one. But people haven't recognized yet in general that the war in Afghanistan is also based on a lie. And Building 7 coming down in absolute free fall for over 2 seconds, that by itself gives the lie to the official story that Muslim terrorists brought down these 3 buildings by crashing planes into 2 of them. And, you know, this administration, as well as the previous one, and this one even more than the previous one, is justifying the war in Afghanistan on the basis of 9/11, saying over and over, we've got to stop those people, Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, the ones who attacked us on 9/11. And that's the big lie that now Americans and millions of Afghans are being killed for.
Start getting into your book. Start getting into your book for us.
Okay. Well, the first part of the book deals with one kind of scientific fraud, that is, the omission of evidence. And here we have the things that you've talked a lot about on your shows. The omission of the steel in the rubble that had obviously been melted and even sulfidized. To take the piece of steel in particular, there was a piece of steel identified in the appendix to the FEMA report that they said looked like a piece of Swiss cheese. It had holes in it. Here was an inch-thick piece of cheese, piece of steel, that holes had been burned into. Fire can, of course, not even come close to doing any such thing, and yet it happened. It was reported in the appendix to the FEMA report with the stipulation, this demands further study. When NIST took over the job, it said, we will deal with all the recommendations in the FEMA report. They did not. They simply ignored this one. They even lied and said no steel was recovered from Building 7.
I mean, just incredible lies. And again, even if you believe the official story, why have they changed their story so many times, different permutations of lies, and then now the bald-faced lie, and then we have all the firemen and police saying, on video, live on CNN and everywhere else, get back, they're going to bring down 7. They're blowing it up. And then newscasts reporting it had already fallen exactly the way it did fall. I mean, I guess we've just got to come to grips with that it's an inside job and that people aren't, some of them, aren't ready to face that fear.
Yeah, these were further things they omitted. They omitted all the testimonies about explosions going off in the building. Both those explosions that were reported just as the building was about to come down and those explosions reported by Barry Jennings and Michael Hess quite early in the morning. In fact, the longest section of my book deals with the testimony of Barry Jennings and Michael Hess and the treatment of it by NIST and by the BBC. That's quite a long story, which, as you know, ends up with Barry Jennings dying evidently 2 days before the NIST report is issued, which says there was no evidence of explosions in the building.
David Ray Griffin, when we come back, we'll tell folks the title of your new book, How to Get It. You'll continue going through all these lies. Long segment coming up, plenty of time for you to break all this down. David Ray Griffin is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
We are 25 hours and 27 minutes away from the launch of Fall of the Republic, premiering tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll definitely play some clips of the film tomorrow in the run-up to its premiere. I'm going to maybe play some next hour. It's just sometimes with our DVD playback system in here, it shudders a little bit and doesn't do it justice. I don't know if I want to premiere it that way. I may just put some sneak peeks up on PrisonPlanet.tv. We may play this never-before-seen Ventura interview where he talks about the new 9/11 revelations, talks about Obama's Peace Prize. I'll definitely do that next hour and your calls. David Ray Griffin's our guest. David, tell us about the name of your new book, how many 9/11 books you've written, and continue through the evidence of the fact that they blew those buildings to bits.
This is my, believe it or not, eighth 9/11 book, not counting the little book on Osama bin Laden. If you count it, that would make nine. But as I say, most people have told me this one is the most convincing because of the massive fraud and lies in the book. To deal with more of the omissions, another one of these, of course, is the evidence for explosives and thermitic materials in particular in the dust. And you know, but maybe not all your listeners know, this rather humorous story about a reporter who saw the discussion between Michael Newman of NIST, who handles public relations, and the Stephen Jones Group, in which Jones and others had said, well, did you check the dust for thermite? And now thermite is a generic term which includes both ordinary and nanothermite. And they said, no. Well, this reporter said, well, why didn't you? And Newman says, well, there's no use, because there was no evidence of that. And she says, well, how do you know there was no evidence for it if you didn't look? And he said, look, it'd be a waste of time and the taxpayers' money to go looking for something that isn't there. And so this is a sample. You know, if people think NIST is this great organization with rigorous scientific method, all you have to do is read this book and you see that it's almost as laughable as that National Geographic program. And in fact, I quote a former scientist who worked at NIST. He worked there during part of the period they were working on the World Trade Center tower report, and he said, you know, NIST has become totally politicized. And so I begin the book with that discussion, that NIST has become a political, not a scientific agency. And the rest of my book bears that out on every issue, whether you're talking about the origin of the fires, the temperatures the steel could have reached, or the nature of the collapse. And so besides ignoring all, well, the other evidence, of course, is, you know, and I'm sure you've talked about it a lot on your show, is the new evidence of the nanothermite in the World Trade Center dust. And this is, I think, one of the two most convincing things to the ordinary person, because as Niels Harrit said when he was asked about this, you know, the interviewer on Danish TV said, well, just because you found all that nanothermite in the dust, what makes you think that was what was used to bring down the buildings? And he said, well, why else would have it been there? I mean, we're not talking about a few specks. We're talking about an enormous amount of nanothermite that was still unexploded. And so they say this is not the smoking gun. This is the loaded gun. The gun was still loaded. You put a torch to it, it explodes. And yet the defenders of the official story try to say, oh, this was just, you know, these are red chips. That was just primer paint. Well, put a match to some primer paint and see if it explodes.
And then you have all the film footage from mainline TV crews of this white, yellow metal just pouring out and dropping for hundreds and hundreds of feet when aluminum doesn't act in any way like that. And then you have them saying there was enough heat in Tower 1 and 2 to suddenly make the buildings explode top down. Meanwhile, columns, giant columns right next to men and women waving their shirts. Humans aren't burning. They're not melting. But giant columns right next to them are. After the fire department had reported that in both towers the fires were not as strong as they had been, and in one tower almost completely dissipating, we have the firefighter tapes.
Yeah. You know, and there's just example after example. Let's talk about the Van Jones affair for a second. The premise there of why he had to resign was that anybody who signed a document saying there should be a new investigation, therefore even just suggesting that maybe the official story wasn't true, that such a person is unworthy to be a public servant because there's something obviously wrong with his mind. Well, if people really know what the official story is, if they know how NIST explanation, which is the official story about the towers, if they know their explanation, there has to be something wrong with their minds if they believe that. And the most obvious example of this, now to skip to the final chapter of my book, is their own admission that the building came down in free fall. Now, we have been saying virtual free fall. They admitted, after David Chandler proved it, that the building came down in absolute free fall. Now, this is, of course, free fall through the air, not through a vacuum, so there's a slight resistance from the air. But if you had dropped a brick off the top of the building at the same time the top floor of the building, the roof line, started coming down for the first 2.25 seconds, the brick and the top floor of the building would have gone along at the same rate. Now, when NIST put out its preliminary report, what it called its draft for public comment in August of 2008, Chaim Sunder, in a technical briefing, explained why absolute free fall would be impossible because, he said, there are things in the way. And free fall means that the stuff coming down is not encountering anything. It's encountering zero resistance. And he said, well, you know, there's all that steel, all that concrete, all that stuff there. So that would use up energy moving that out of the way. So it couldn't be in free fall. Well, then David Chandler got on YouTube, put a piece on there, and showed, slowed it down, measured it, and showed that it was absolute free fall for over 2 seconds.
And now NIST has had to change their story again and admit, okay, there was some free fall.
Yeah, but they didn't change their theory. They still have a theory of progressive collapse based on fire and still deny, of course, that explosives were used. And, you know, we know, anybody who knows anything about these things, knows that for this to come down with a horizontal roof line, virtually horizontal coming down, and in free fall, that means all 82 steel columns had to be removed simultaneously.
Well, David,
there's no way, even if this had been a towering inferno, that fire could have caused this. And so now what they have is an absolute contradiction in their final report. They've got a theory that says free fall is impossible, as Sunder himself had explained, and yet they admit as an empirical fact that free fall occurred. And one thing I pointed out in the book is very revealing. In the draft for public comment, they kept saying after every statement of this nature, and this is consistent with physical principles, and this is consistent with physical principles, sort of ad nauseum. In the final report, which came out in November, they removed all of those statements.
Okay, David.
So they were no longer claiming that their final report was consistent with the principles of physics.
Now, again, you're being very academic about this, and that's very important because that's who we want to really focus on this, is scientists, researchers, scholars. But to put it in layman terms for camp-following debunkers who really think that the official story is 100% true, I think it's important to note here that 6 of the 10 commission members have made statements like fraud, cover-up, criminal cover-up, there should be a criminal investigation. The head lawyer, Farmers, got a book from the commission coming out saying total cover-up, a lie. We agreed day one to not tell the truth to the public. These are all statements. And not only have they lied the whole time, they're constantly changing the goalpost and constantly changing their stories and then making fun of us when we've never seen buildings do this in history, when you got firemen and police saying get back, they're going to blow it up, when you have the PNAC document saying we need to have a giant Pearl Harbor 3,000 dead level event, we've got lying about the WMDs, we've got Cheney wanting to blow up ships 3 years ago and blame it on the Iranians. That's now public. Fox Fowler and their admiral resigning. We've got Gulf of Tonkin, all these other events. I mean, you'd have to be insane not to know that every arrow, every dotted line, everything aims an inside job. I mean, I wish it wasn't an inside job. I wish that I didn't have to go up against these people. I know you were doing other things and already acclaimed before you got involved in this worldwide as a best-selling author and researcher and lecturer and theologian. I mean, it's just conscience demands that they're saying the earth is flat. We have to say it's round. And I know that's a bit of a rant there, but what's your thoughts on the statement I just made?
Well, I agree. And let me go back to this point about the physical impossibility of this. You know, our most vicious criticisms have come from the left. People such as George Monbiot, people such as Alexander Coburn, and those two in particular have accused us of believing in magic. Well, what I just described to you about the official report on Building 7 is magic. For a building to come down without the steel being removed by explosives in absolute free fall, meaning there was zero resistance, that's magic. That's a miracle. And as I point out in the book, it is not allowed in science. One of the reasons this is an unscientific report, it is not allowed in science to appeal to a miracle. You can't, you know the joke about the guy up on the blackboard, the physicist. He's got all these formula covering board after board after board, and then at the very bottom it says, and then a miracle occurs. Well, you can't do that. But that is what NIST did. They gave us 600 pages, 600 and some pages of graphs and explanations and arguments and so on. And then in the final pages, they say, well, then a miracle occurred. The building came down in absolute free fall.
But you're talking about seven. Three miracles occurred that day.
Yeah. Now, they haven't admitted that the Twin Towers came down in absolute free fall. I think if somebody went back and measured those the way that Chandler did, I don't know that somebody has. Now, maybe somebody has, but I haven't seen it. Maybe there would be a period there, a few seconds, where they're coming down in absolute free fall, too. That'd be important to find out. But if even one of them has, and it would still be a miracle if they were just coming down in virtual free fall. You can't even come close to free fall. Oh, without explosives.
Now, they've done the calculations.
Pardon?
I mean, well, you and others and physicists and engineers have done the calculations with the pancake. I mean, there's a major pause between each pancake and each structural failure.
That's right. If you have, but NIST gave up the pancake theory later on, although that's complex because there are different meanings of the pancake theory. They gave up the theory that the fellow from MIT had articulated, but they still have an element of that, and that's the point. There should have been a delay, and there is a very good paper by McQueen and somebody on the Journal of 9/11 Studies showing that with regard to the towers, with the South Tower, this idea that the top part came down and banged into the lower part, there would have had to be a jolt, which would have been that delay you're talking about.
Okay.
And there was no jolt.
David, so, I want to throw in a few other points before you have to leave us here in about 10 minutes. I know you've been talking to Charlie Sheen because he's told me about it, and he is a guy making $50 million a year. He's got his own life. He is a scholarly fellow, despite the tabloid stuff from 10, 15 years ago. He really has researched all this. He's fundamentally upset about it. He wrote his 20 bullet points and put it in a question and answer format to try to get media attention. And obviously, they'll never address his 20 points. They only want to attack him, the man. Overall, what did you think about Charlie Sheen and his going public again?
Well, I think it's great, and it was paralleled in France with this famous French comedian, Jean-Marie Bigard.
He's the top comedian.
The top comedian in France. He gets thousands of people showing up for his shows, and they did threaten him at first and said, you know, it's going to destroy your career and all that. He did go quiet for a while, but he finally decided, look, this is just too important. If it hurts my career, so be it. And he's now making these really hilarious DVDs little videos about various parts of the official story. So, but, you know, this shows you, even with people of the stature of the guard, and now in France, another fellow, Matthew Kosovitz, a well-known actor over there coming out, and Charlie Sheen over here, along with Daniel Sunjata, the media is not going to deal with it no matter what, even if we have celebrities involved. And so we can no longer rely on them, and you've known this for a long time, of course, but the truth movement in general now needs to take an end run around them, not rely on them to educate the American people.
I agree with you. Stay there, David. David, we got to go to break, but I've talked to these actors. They're not doing this for attention. This hurts their career in many respects. They're doing it because they want to show the courage to other people. They understand it's a crime. You can't just let it hang out there. Their conscience is demanding they stand up, so I salute all of them.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Air and Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. Air and Aqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? Air and Aqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. Air and Aqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
David Ray Griffin's our guest. 8 books on 9/11. He's in a battle with the establishment, exposing them. But absolutely, that's what Charlie Sheen and so many others, Ed Asner, have said. And all the attacks they've gone through, they're doing this because they've looked at the evidence. And if you look at the evidence and it says inside job, how could anyone in their right mind not speak out against. It's like the banker bailout. Now they want another one. And either we expose these people and speak out against them, or things are just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse as a society.
And let me mention one way. I was going to say that my new book may be useful to make an end run around the mainstream media. A group of scientists are talking about taking that book, writing a letter, getting a lot of signatures, and sending a report to the National Science Foundation, because it has said, if you know cases of scientific fraud, please report them to us. And there's also the Union of Concerned Scientists. They're also concerned about fraud. And there's also the Commerce Department, now under new management, that NIST is an agency of. And so they're going to send my book, along with letters explaining why they're reporting fraud, to these three agencies. And so this may be one way that we can get something. It's a long shot. These are all long shots, but at least there may be a chance here.
But if we fire enough torpedoes of truth, we're going to sink their lies. We just continue to have breakthrough by breakthrough. In fact, in closing, we have a high-level prime minister saying he went into a security briefing that morning 5 to 10 minutes before the tower collapsed and was told it's going to collapse. Same thing Giuliani said. I mean, it just piles up and piles up and piles up.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I mentioned in an article on Blogger, 9/11 Blogger, is this, you know, another left organization that is critical of us, the New Statesman, put out a report a few weeks ago, a front-page story saying 50 people in the world who count. Rather absurdly, they included me in that I was listed as number 41, as if I'm the 41st most important person in the world. That, of course, is ridiculous. But what they were showing recognition of is that the 9/11 truth movement is, because that's what they put me there. They said top truther. They're recognizing the importance of the 9/11 truth movement. So even though almost all the time they either ignore us or ridicule us, they know about us. They know we're gathering strength. They know that we're important.
Absolutely. Fire out the name of the book one more time for folks.
The Mysterious Collapse of World Trade Center 7, why the final official report about World Trade, about 9/11 is unscientific and false. Found at all good bookstores, and if you don't have a good bookstore, Amazon.com.
David Ray Griffin, always great to speak with you. Godspeed. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to start the fourth and final hour. We are now 25 hours and 2 minutes away from Fall of the Republic, this information warfare salvo launching, dropping, with all the people that are in it, G. Edward Griffin, Gerald Celente, Jesse Ventura, Alan Watt, professors, just the list goes on and on of who was in this film. It is up to you how explosive this documentary is going to be. If it's explosive, as explosive as a bomb deception, it'll be hugely successful. But we think it's going to be even bigger. But that is up to you now. I've made the film. I've given you the ball.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.